Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
You want to know what time it is? It's time to bring the rain.
Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Welcome back. Yes, indeed, it is your lovable host, Elrod, coming to you live from the Bunkerized Studio, located somewhere within the great granite state of New Hampshire, where the state motto, Eels, Live Free or Die, it is not big government or bust. Here it is on Monday, July number 23, in the year of our Lord, 2018, as we kick off our number two here on the program, kicking off your week. Getting your week started off right. Looks like the sun is trying to break through some of the clouds, but we know that according to the weatherman, at least the weather app, it's supposed to rain some more this afternoon. So we're not gonna dry out today. Let's put it that way. But again, we can use some of the rain. Not going to complain about that. I did look it up during the break, and I can't say I'm surprised, and I can't say I'm not surprised about the David Hogg book with his sister Lauren Hogg. It actually is doing pretty well, believe it or not, folks. According to Amazon, its rank is around 8,600. Now understand, anything under. In the 10,000 range, or as far as rank, 10,000 up to one, you know, one being the number one seller, bestseller at the time. They're selling quite a few books. So evidently, I mean, since it's been out, he hasn't done too. But now I have not seen. It's over 170 pages, by the way. I don't know what this kid has to write on that's 170 pages, but. All right, look, I'll give it to him. He's striking the iron while it's still hot. There's nothing wrong with that. He's taking, you know, for being a socialist, a so-called democratic socialist, isn't it amazing how he's taken advantage of capitalism? He's striking the iron while it's hot. I mean, him and his sister are, I don't know if he's going to college because he can't seem to get into the college of his choice. He's being rejected all over the place. Did he get into college finally? I don't know. I haven't been, you know. Well, just goes to show you, I don't follow these people. I don't know what they want or don't want. It is what it is, I suppose. It is. I'm not, you know. David Hogg is David Hogg. So if you he's going to get money. He's getting some money. Obviously, from selling the book and, you know, him and his sister, the royalties, whatever, I'm sure are going to. If he goes to college, it's probably going to make it. It's probably going to be enough. Well, it's probably going to be more than enough. Not necessarily to pay for his education, but definitely so he's not going to have to work while he's there. I know he probably wasn't going to have to work anyway, but he's going to have a very big allowance, evidently. And the kid's 18, so it's not in his. It's not like all the, those that royalty check is going to be in the hands of his parents. He's 18, so it's his now. So just saying. So all of y'all who are buying his books, be it hardcover or softcover or Kindle edition, or any other edition out there from Random House, you are. There is no hardcover. It's a paperback, I guess. You're supporting. You're giving him a life lesson. Capitalism does work. That's kind of an that's an oxymoron, but it does work. Any case, look, folks. I got this story here. I was kind of waiting for the third hour to bring this one up. But I do have it here in the paper pile. It's important, and I really wanted to wait until the third hour. But you know, it's probably better if I mention it and bring it up now, because I might run out of time to really thoroughly cover this in the third hour. But folks, we've got something that's developing out there, and in the Middle East, and what we're getting is a brush off. Now it involves Iran. We're getting the brush off from Iran because of Obama. Now, let me explain to you. The Hill this morning was reporting that Trump, in a tweet, in a number of tweets, I guess, warned Iran's Rouhani, "Threaten us and you will suffer." Now, Iran, on the other hand, Irani is his name, dismisses Trump's threat, says he won't dare attack. General Gholam Hossein, I can't even pronounce his last name, downplays U.S. president's tweeted warning as simply psychological warfare against Tehran. Now, folks, you got to understand why they think this is the case. Because they've just spent some 8 or 9 years, mostly under Obama, having that line drawn in the sand constantly being moved. Threats being issued and nobody following through on the threats. As a matter of fact, you know, hey, Iran, you can't do that. Oh, but by the way, we're going to send you cash. We're going to release your funds. All your frozen assets here in this country, we're going to give them back to you. But hey, you gotta stop with that nuclear stuff, okay? Can't be threatening people because we're going to threaten you back. And nothing was ever done. So you got to understand why these people are like, oh, just another American bloviating. I think it's going to be a little bit different. Now, you could say this is Trump, you know, firing the first salvo of negotiating with Iran. But, folks, you got to understand, Iran is not North Korea. First of all, the Iranian people are much more internationally aware than the North Koreans are. We've got more information that comes out of Iran, that comes in and out of Iran, than comes in and out of North Korea. The people of Iran have more liberty than the people of North Korea. And we see this in their demonstrations. The people of Iran, the citizenry of Iran, demonstrating against the Iranian regime. Now, understand, just like places like Cuba, Iran says, well, you know, the people, they vote. No, they don't get to really vote because they don't have a choice. There isn't much of a choice. And when they do supposedly get a real choice, the person who is opposing, if there's a real chance of the opposing person being able to win, they're arrested and or eliminated, assassinated. We know this. We've seen it happen. So it's nothing new. But the Iranian people have just about had enough. In fact, the last major demonstrations that they've had within the past month have been demonstrations not against Israel, saying death to Israel, death to America. No, it's been death to Hezbollah, death to Palestine. That's a big change. So the very notion that it could be possible for there to be some sort of limited military strikes against Iran is not something that should be taken lightly by Iran. But they're going on the notion of what Obama has laid down. They still do not get the fact that Trump is not Obama. Now, maybe they do, and they're bloviating themselves and trying to call his bluff. But understand, Iran has got himself backed into a corner. let's take a look at what's happening with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia and Iran are not friends. They're dire enemies. They're Arabs versus Persians. Now, folks, you got to understand the dynamic. You have to understand the dynamics of the Middle East. Iran is not Arabic. Iran is Persian. Saudi Arabia is Arabic. Persians and Arabs have been going at each other's throats for possibly thousands of years. There is a big difference. Now, when it comes to Iraq, you've got Persian Iraqis and you've got Arabic Iraqis. You know, that's what the whole, you know, Kurdish and other things going on in there. And again, there's a difference. Kurds are Arabs. The Baathists, you know, Saddam, Persian. Turkey, the country of Turkey, doesn't like the Kurds. Why? Because Turkey is Persian. Do we see the dynamic here now? So you've got the Arabs who are now beginning, you've got the Arabs, especially led by Saudi Arabia, who are now starting to stand up against the Persians in the Middle East. There is a war going on in the Middle East right now, by, you could call it by proxy if you want, between Iran and Saudi Arabia. We've had the information disseminated by Agent 0010 here on numerous intel reports. What is happening in Yemen? Missiles being fired off into Saudi Arabia, being shot down by Saudi Arabia, are being fired not by Yemeni people or Yemeni military, because they don't have the money, the technology, or the missiles. They're Iranian. The very fact that the Iranians are reading into Donald Trump and saying that he's not going to attack is a very, very, very bad idea. By the way, did we not see what President Trump did in the first few months in his Syria? What the daisy cutter and a couple, what is it, the mob, mother of all bombs, dropped a couple of those, got people's attention, willing to use power like that when necessary. It got people's attention. It was a warning shot for Iran, by the way. Saying, don't look, Iran, you're like Iraq. If you were to feel the full force of the wrath of the United States military, you would not. Now, I don't think the Iranian military would fold as quickly as Iraq did. It wouldn't take much more to get it to fold, though. Telling you, well, how do you know? Because Iran could not beat Iraq militarily. I mean, they were at a stalemate. So the point is that they're not this overpowering Middle Eastern power. And if they want to act like they're going to use nukes somewhere, hell would rain down upon Iran. Plain and simple. They are taking this to an extreme because they are trying to test Donald Trump. I'm thinking that's a huge mistake. Now, don't get me wrong. If from what I understand, there are backdoor negotiations happening already. And it could be that they, you know, Iranians, this general, Guy Pavar, is that how you put it? GHEIBPARVAR. Guy Pavar. Ghulam Hossein Guy Pavar. Is it Ghulam? Gholam? I don't think I've ever seen that name before. It, you know, first or last name. Interesting. And I know some people. Ghulam, you mean Lord of the Rings, right? No? Gholam. I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but Ghulam is probably how you pronounce it. But in any case, this general, he is the chief of paramilitary Revolutionary Guards Volunteer Besiege Force. He also said that Trump won't dare take any military action against Iran because, according to his comments, and they were reported by the semi-official ISNA news agency. Now, Iranian President Rouhani said Sunday that American must understand well that peace with Iran is the mother of all peace, and war with Iran is the mother of all wars. Didn't Saddam Hussein say the same thing? The mother of all war, Desert Storm, the mother of all wars has begun. I think just taking it by a literal sense, it means mother means that there's going to other wars are going to be birthed out of this. Well, haven't we already had tons of wars prior to this? So I don't think attacking Iraq back in the 90s was the mother of all wars, and neither would be retaliating against Iran. Would it be the mother of all wars? these people are just, they're insane. They're religiously insane. I want folks to understand what I'm saying. They are religiously, totally religiously insane. Nothing what they do or say makes any logical, real-world sense. Well, unless you're maneuvering back door by trying to get, you know, open a channel in order to prevent somebody from attack, kind of like what happened with North Korea. Now, folks, we've got to understand when Trump was putting, you know, a couple of nuclear aircraft carrier groups off the coast of the Korean Peninsula. Trust me, we know that Kim Jong-un paid attention. There was you don't get to negotiating in Singapore like that without there being a lot of backdoor channeling first. Now, there may be some backdoor channeling going on now. Now, understand that in North Korea, I mean, he was still rattling his saber up there in North Korea while there was backdoor negotiating going on. Now there could be backdoor negotiating going on now. Now, before, there was a little bit of Chinese help with North Korea saying, hey, you know, you gotta pay attention to this guy. You know, we can't have this an instability in our neck of the woods right now. And there are people wondering, well, you know, sure, North Korea's is influenced by China, but who's Iran influenced by? Russia. What did we just have, folks? Did we just not have a meeting between Putin and Trump? And I know the leftist mainstream, lamestream media was all aghast when Trump said that Putin's a good guy, basically. No, we got good relations. You're a spy for the Russians, man. You're an agent for the Russians. Collusion. What do you think Trump was doing? You think maybe he was like he convinced Xi, President Xi of China, it might be in Russia's best interest to do something about their buddy Iran? Does anybody see the correlation between China, North Korea, and Russia, Iran right now? Does anybody see the connection? Now, I'm not saying that the same thing is going on here as it happened with China / North Korea, but I find it kind of coincidental that we have a meeting between Putin and Trump, and then just a few days later, we get this statement coming out of Iran. Didn't we get similar stuff coming out of North Korea after we had a meeting between Xi and Trump? Yes, we did. Similar saber rattling. So you see why, folks, that I'm thinking maybe there's some back channel operations going on right now. And that we may not even need to worry about attacking Iran. And Iran can bluster and bloviate all they want to, but the reality is that they may already be opening the door to negotiate. There's nobody that likes them in the Middle East right now. I mean, their buddy Syria is on the ropes. It looks like Russia has pulled out a lot of its military personnel and might from the Middle East as far as supporting, being in a supportive role. There isn't any anymore. You've got Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Israel forming what Iran would call an unholy alliance against them. You got Saudi Arabia buying near top of the line U.S. military equipment, both offensive and defensive. You've got Israel, who keeps on improving their Iron Dome, their anti-missile defense system. It is not looking good for Iran. I know there's all kinds of destabilization going on in Iraq right now, but Iraq is starting to come on board and starting to stabilize because they're getting some foreign investment other than the United States. And again, last week we had that here, that report here from Agent 0010 telling us about a very wealthy Middle Eastern state that goes by the name of Kuwait, helping southern Iraq get back on its feet. I know it's ironic because, you know, Saddam Hussein once attacked and took over Kuwait, and we had to liberate him. But they got a lot of money. And they're saying, you know what? Kuwait is saying it might be in our best interest if we helped out our neighbors so they don't come across our border ever again. We're going to help them out. And believe it or not, they've got the backing of the Saudis. The king has said that the crown prince has got his full backing and blessing. The crown prince doesn't like Iran. The crown prince likes Kuwait. The crown prince doesn't want to have to worry about Iraq coming across its border or them having to build. By the way, so the Saudis have built a wall between Iraq and Saudi Arabia in the desert. And they don't want to have to keep, you know, reinforcing that wall. They like the idea of having open relations and commerce between Iraq and Saudi Arabia. Does anybody else see the dynamic that's going on over there? Yeah, trust me, Donald J. Trump gets it. He sees the dynamic. Now, is he going to be 100% right all the time? No. No human being can. But you gotta ask yourself, folks, when you look at the big picture, take a look at what happened. You want to talk about, you know, Marcone talking about the art of the deal. Take a look at the big picture. Look at what happened in the triangle between North Korea, the USA, and China. There is a similar triangle going on with Iran. Iran, USA, Russia. Now, what are the Democrats going to do if Trump is able to establish diplomatic relations with Iran to the point where Iran backs down like North Korea seems to be doing? Well, I know people are saying, well, we don't trust North Korea, right? It's not a done deal. I know it's trust but verify. I get it. But the actual reality is that we've made progress with North Korea that has not been made in over 60 years. Can we do the same thing with Iran, which has not happened in over 40 years? It's a possibility. Do we have a bunch of people bloviating over there in Iran? I think so. Because there are some other things that are happening.
You're listening to The Rod Eccles Show. Let truth be told.
Ooh, love hurts.
Yes, love hurts. It can hurt emotionally, but more important, it can also hurt you physically. It can hurt you in a way which nobody who owns a hot tub and lives in California can afford to be unaware of. Yes, I'm talking about California hot tub rectal gonorrhea. This painful, incurable disease can make an enjoyable soak in a hot tub with family, friends, and dog into a literally unforgettable experience. If you catch California hot tub rectal gonorrhea, not only will you walk around feeling like you're about to pass a twisted sardine can lid, you'll also smell like a pile of burning tractor tires. So don't jump out of the frying pan and into the hot tub, because if you get California hot tub rectal gonorrhea, it'll really burn your ass.
This has been a public service message brought to you by the Citizens Against CHTRG Foundation. California Hot Tub Rectal Gonorrhea. We're not going to take it sitting down.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candies, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stockings. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Let's go to town. Let's raise our expectations. Let's prepare to be delighted. Let's raise a glass in our spirits. Most of all, let's have some fun doing it. Let's go to Kalamazoo, a big little city in southwest Michigan, a community like no other, where crime is high and old water pipes bursting will have us asking to leave. Where every hour and every day there's new crime to see or hear, drug deals and overdoses, police stations and jails running at full capacity all the time. Polluted water at the diner, detours from broken water mains that are sure to make us want to leave. Let's go to Kalamazoo and embrace all the crime this town has to offer. because the times we savor the most are pure Michigan. Your trip begins at Michigan.gov.
Everything when it comes to Donald Trump is a negotiation. Everything. You got to understand, again, here's art of the deal stuff. One of these significant negotiating tools or tactics that are often used when you have a trilateral negotiation system in play, which, by the way, we do, as you know, as we did with North Korea, China was the third point. Iran, Russia is the third point. Now, let me just bring this into focus here for you for a second. There are enough, now nobody else is going to put all this stuff together, folks, for you. Now, you really got to pay attention to this, because what is going on in Europe right now is playing very big to what potentially could happen in the Middle East. Watch this, folks. This is why when people say Trump doesn't know what he's doing, the guy is brilliant. Now, first of all, we already know that Trump has put NATO and Europe on notice. You even have, now there's, well, I got an article here or a story here about Germans, a poll, most Germans think U.S. backing not needed to defend Europe. Really? And when did that come about? Because Trump said that Europe need to pay more of its own way. They had to fulfill their own promises of paying for their defense, which they have not been doing. If you spent the amount of money that you say that you promised that you were going to spend, you would need less of our help. Now, I know there are a lot of European countries that don't like the idea of Germany being a military and economic powerhouse, that it obviously is. And that's Europe's problem. That's Europe's fault for letting it happen again. If they didn't have such stupid economic policies, you know, France or Britain might be the big economic engine of Europe and not Germany. But they did it to themselves. They keep doing it to themselves. And now you've got Macron from France who might be wising up a little bit here and saying, you know what? You know, he might be right, but, you know, we're going to try to use his tactics against him. Again, the student cannot best the master in this particular case. But if Germans are thinking, you know what, we don't necessarily need to have a full force of United States here to defend Europe against who? Russia. Well, Russia used to have a buffer called the Iron Curtain against Western intrusion. But since the Soviet Union fell, all of those buffer nations are now looking towards the West. You know, Ukraine, for instance. They don't like Russia. They don't want anything to do with them. So they're trying to make alliances with the West. Eastern Europe is trying to make alliances with Western Europe. What does that do? Well, if you push the frontier of potential harm away from Western Europe and put it at the border of Eastern Europe nations, what does that mean? It means Germany doesn't, U.S. doesn't need to be in Germany. Germans have a better way, have a better idea and potential of defending themselves. Because now there's a buffer between them and the enemy. You know, you call it Poland and Ukraine and a couple of other countries there. Now keep that in mind, folks. Now that you have Trump, who has upset the so-called status quo of Europe when it comes to military and economic quos, if you will, Trump is now free to go over to Russia and say, hey, Vlad, President Putin, we got a problem down in the Middle East. As you can see, I'm getting Europe to take care of their own problems and security, which he is, because they're all agreeing to pony up the cash that they're supposed to pony up. He's telling Putin, hey, look, this is going to free me to do things I need to do in other places on the planet. Like your buddy Iran. You need to do something about him. Now, now Trump has tweeted, this is what he tweeted. Never ever threaten the United States again or you will suffer consequences the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. We are no longer a country that will stand for your demented words of violence and death. Be cautious. Now remember, he tweeted similar stuff to Kim Jong-un. He made similar tweets, and the left in this country went berserk. Oh my God, we're going to war! And those tweets that Donald Trump tweeted to Kim Jong-un were in response to some of the tweets that Kim Jong-un made. Now, understand, Trump did not just tweet this out of the blue. There was a tweet that came out of Iran from Rouhani. America should know that peace with Iran is the mother of all peace and war with Iran is the mother of all wars. Folks, when did Iran start talking about peace? Did anybody pick that up? Iran said, Rouhani said, America should know that peace with Iran is the mother of all peace. Now, we're not the ones who are fomenting war. It is Iran that is doing all these proxy wars and terror support of terrorism. Peace had never entered their vocabulary before. Now, all of a sudden, this past weekend is when Rouhani did that, tweeted that. This came after the summit with Putin. Just like we saw an about face in North Korea with Kim Jong-un after the summit with Xi in China. Now, all of a sudden, Iran is saying, oh, well, we don't believe that the U.S. will attack. But your own, you know, general, your own president is saying, well, you know what? He's saying something that's never been said before. Yeah, peace with Iran is the mother of all peace. Excuse me? What happened to your holy war? In order for there to be peace, there had to be two things. Either everybody in the world had to capitulate to your will, or you just had to take over the world. Those are the only two ways to have peace, according to Iran. Now they're saying peace. America should know that peace with Iran is the mother of all peace. After Trump goes to Russia. I have never heard Iran talk peace before. Not in its current format. Has anybody else? Not peace through peaceful means or diplomatic. No. Yeah, and they pulled the same stuff that North Korea tried pulling before, but now all of a sudden I know we've got to wait and see what happens after this point, but all you got to do is look for a few clues here, folks. It doesn't mean that we're going to have peace in the Middle East tomorrow. And I know this is what the left always thinks is going to happen. Well, if it's going to work, then it would work right now. It'd work tomorrow. 24 hours, we'd have peace if Trump was doing what's right. Look, we've tried your swamp diplomatic way for decades. The only thing that has done is foment war and more war. Now you get a guy who's actually trying to do and is starting to accomplish the things that you people in the swamp have said that you've been trying to do for decades. You've wanted North Korea to come to the table and talk about peace. You never got him there. Trump did, and you're saying, well, you're legitimizing his regime. We got him to the table to talk, did we not? You know, you want to put all kinds of economic restrictions on Iran, which most people, you know, some countries, including France, aren't even paying attention to or aren't following anyway, like they did with Iraq. Not to mention you're talking about, well, you know, let's just pound the Iranian people and submit, you know, put them in poverty because we're trying to get at their government. And none of that has brought Iran to the table. None of that has ever said Iran was, hey, you know, America, if you want peace, this is how you get it. You know, we'd have the mother of all, never before. And then all of a sudden, Trump says, okay, NATO, you're going to pay your own way or we're out. NATO says, oh, wait a minute, you know, we can work together here. Then Trump goes over to Putin and says, you know, Putin's a good guy. He's not a bad guy after all. And the left here says collusion, collusion, collusion. And the reality is all of a sudden now we got Iran turning, saying things that they've never said before. Well, the mother of all peace. Peace with Iran is the mother of all peace. Really? And we don't have to convert to Iran's version of Islam? You know, they got a special kind of Islam, by the way. I'm not sure. I know some, you know, we got the Sunni and Shia and, you know, I don't think it's any of that. I just want to call, because it's a little weird, a little strange, a little different. I'm just going to call it Iranian Islam. It's an amazing thing. I don't know, you know, hey. But you get the president out there tweeting, never ever threaten the U.S. And he basically said the same thing to Kim Jong-un. Now, I don't care who you are. And again, if you're looking at the armies of the Middle East, and you're looking at how the two biggest, baddest armies of their day went at each other and couldn't defeat each other, that was Iraq and Iran, in their day. And Iran hasn't really beefed up their military anymore from that point in time. Do they really think that Putin and Russia is going to come to their rescue if the USA were to attack? No, they wouldn't. Any more than look what China did to its ally. It said, "Hey, you know, pretty much, if the US attacks you, you're on your own." Because they put up, over 100,000 troops and military equipment on their border with North Korea, saying that don't cross over here if you provoke the U.S. into attacking you. Now you're not going to have the same thing with Russia putting troops on any border to prevent Iranians from crossing into Russia. I mean that's they're not going to do that. There's no need, but they can't. But you're going to see Russia. Look what they did with Syria. You know, they were pulling out men and equipment of Syria. And then, now they haven't given up completely on Assad. But understand, their boots on the ground influence is waning. Do they think that Russia will come to their aid if they keep bloviating, keep threatening Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the USA, and the USA retaliates? Do you think Putin is going to... No, I think Putin is already doing what Xi did for North Korea. I think Putin is already on the phone with Rouhani saying, look, you got to talk, man. We can't bail you out of this one. Is that what's going on behind closed doors? I don't know. I'm just speculating based on the information that is coming out right now. And looking at, again, historically speaking, look at just what happened over the spring. Now, folks, remember, this happened over a few short periods of months. I mean, we went for what? January, February. You had the lamestream media and the leftists in this country thinking we are definitely going DEFCON 5 on North Korea. We're going to war, man. It's going to be war. And but what? By June, the two were meeting? Sitting down and a number of concessions had been made. Well, North Korea hasn't given up all their ambition. Well, no, but they've given up a lot of other stuff. They've pulled equipment off the demilitarized zone. They've opened up their borders a little bit. I know there are people. North Korea may renege on reuniting. Reuniting families split by the Korean War. There has already been easier access between family members. Now, no, they're not able to cross the border easily yet. But there's already been more open communication. There's a number of things that have happened between the North and South Koreans and the North Koreans and the Americans. And look what's happening now with our, it's a similar pattern. I notice patterns. There's a similar pattern here. Will it turn out to be the same? I don't know. We're talking different kinds of people here. Well, there's only one of them is different. That would be Rouhani, because he's not really fully in charge. You got a religious zealot, the Ayatollah, who's really in charge of Iran. And dealing with a religious zealot is a lot different from dealing with a dictatorial megalomaniac. There's a big difference in how you deal with them. So Trump is basically issuing, by threatening them, he's actually issuing them the good old olive branch of peace. And basically Rouhani has opened the door for peace. Hey, America should know that peace with Iran is the mother of all peace. Well, he also said the war with Iran is the mother of all wars. Yeah, we know how that went for the Saddam Hussein in Iraq. And they didn't even feel the full force of our military might. I don't think Trump would be playing around, you know, with trying to put a coalition together like George H.W. Bush did in Desert Shield and Desert Storm. I think it'd just be pretty much, you know, pretty much what George W. Bush always talked about, shock and awe. Because that's what they did in Iraq. It was shock and awe, and it was over within a very limited amount of time. With minimal U.S. casualties. Would there be more U.S. casualties if we go to war with Iran? I don't necessarily think so. Would it take us a little bit longer to take out the Iranian regime? I think it would. You know, maybe a few days more. Because their stuff is more bunkerized. But understand, a lot of their bunkers are, I think that is the whole point of Trump actually using the mother of all bombs, the Moab, to show that it can reach and destroy much of the, even the new bunkers that the Iranians have built. And we know that they've built. Without going nuclear on them. You say, well, they can't get down and let me just, for those of you who believe in bunkers and this type of thing, let me just tell you what, if you drop a bomb on top of a bunker, and let's say it can only, you got a bunker that's 50 stories or 50 floors deep. 500 feet down, and your bomb can only reach 200, half of that, 250 feet. You've just destroyed 250 feet of that bunker. What do you think those people 250 feet down to 500 feet are doing? They're preparing to die because there's no way for them to get through all that tonnage of rubble that's 250 feet of stuff on top of them that is totally useless. See, bunkers are not always the safety net that people think that they are. You destroy access to get in and out of a bunker. What are people going to do down there? Oh, we can hold out for, yeah, you can hold out for a year. So what? Nobody's going to come to your rescue. There's it's a new definition of being buried alive. I'm just saying. I'm just using, now that's not the way these things, you know, how far these things can work or penetrate, but I'm just using it as a point. Rod, you know, 250 feet, 500 feet, Rod, it doesn't work, but you get the point. These things can destroy hardened bunkers to a certain depth. If you're below that, good luck trying to get through all that pile, rubble, and dirt. Well, we have an alternative escape. You don't think that we know about this? Do you not think that the crater of a Moab is not vast? It's pretty damn big. You drop a couple of those into the same location, and I don't know, unless they got tunnels that go a mile long, which they might be building now. Who knows? I don't know. In any case, it's not an easy thing to get out of a bunker once it's been direct targeted. When you've been hit, you've been hit. You don't necessarily get to get out of it alive, just saying. And when you're talking about this type of thing, we don't see a lot of Iranians backing their own government. Do you folks realize that there are more Iranians protesting the Iranian government in Iran right now than you have anti-Trumpers protesting in Great Britain and the USA combined against Trump? I'm just telling you, we've seen the numbers. You know, I know the lamestream media, they try to give you get tight shots of all of this stuff. But the reality is when you have only a couple of dozen or, you know, three dozen people show up who's against Trump and want to fly a stupid little childish balloon, but then you get alternative media that pans out and backs the camera out and backs the lens out, and you see all these people, hundreds, thousands of people who are protesting in support of Trump. You got to, what is the lamestream media's, what are they trying to do? What are they trying to pull? Well, we know. They're trying to pull the wool over Americans' eyes, but it's not working. We see the truth. And the truth is right now, there is obviously, do not listen to the wonderful socialists and the lamestream media and the leftists in this country. Right now, the truth is, and the truth is coming out, if you look at patterns. And Donald Trump is pretty easy to predict when it comes to patterns. If you look at patterns, what we're on the verge of for the first time is, considering everything that is going on in that region, we're on the verge of potentially bringing Iran to heel, using the good old Clinton term. You're going to bring him to heel. We're going to bring Iran to heel. The potential's there, folks. Do not doubt me.
Warning. Listening to the Rod Eccles Show by the Idiot Left may cause outrage, fear, a need for safety pins and or spaces. If you experience any of these symptoms or are allergic to truth, tune in and learn something.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I'm a leftist elite Hollywood a-hole? If so, good news. The Rod Eccles Hollywood Community College is now open, featuring such courses as Unemployment is Not Paid Vacation. No, Americans don't want to spend $19 for an order of French fries and the ever-popular Shut the Hell Up. Why, just listen to this big-time celebrity endorsement.
I'm not Rosie O'Donnell, and I think this school's offensive, sexist, and racist.
And I think you're a giant a-hole who needs to shut the hell up. Hey, we teach a course in that. The Rod Eccles Hollywood Community College, where being an a-hole is not a guarantee you'll be an A-student.
Thousands of families affected by disasters, like the recent wildfires, urgently need support. You can help the American Red Cross provide warm meals, shelter, and hope to families when they need it most. Please donate today to Red Cross Disaster Relief to help people affected by disasters, big and small. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. Your support is critical. We can't do it without you.